As we continue through Maseches Megillah, we are going to do Daf Dalet Amud Beis today. We left off at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 3-4 lines from the bottom of the page. Ela Shekfarim Akdim and Liyam Aknisa. So we had said that people who live in small villages read Megillah as early as the 11th day of Adar, or it could be the 12th, could be the 13th, could be the 14th. They always go to the previous Monday or Thursday. If Purim falls out on any other day of the week, besides from Monday and Thursday, they would read the Megillah early on the previous Monday or Thursday. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina says, Chachamim hikilu al kfarim lios makdim and liyam aknisa. The reason the Chachamim were lenient for the people who live in villages to be allowed to read the Megillah early is kadesh yisbuku mayim umazal na'achem shebekrachim, so that they should have the ability to provide food and water for their brethren in the larger cities. So in order to free them up, to be able to provide food and water, the Chachamim were lenient on them and allowed them to read the Megillah early. So says the Gemara, the Meimra, the Takanta, the Krachanavi, so this whole thing was just for the sake of the people in the big cities, in order that they should be able to eat better. That's why we allow the people from the villages to read earlier. Vatnan, we looked in the Mishnah, Chalios b'sheni kfarim v'yaros gedolos korin bo b'yom v'im isa licht m'liyam aknisa. We learned in the Mishnah that if Purim falls out on Monday, the people in these tiny villages read on that Monday. But if we're making a special takana in order to enable them to provide water and food to the people who live in the big cities, then even when Purim falls on Monday, they should read the Megillah early so that they'll be freed up to be able to provide the water and the food to the people who live in the big cities. So answers the Gemara, Havlu Asara, Vasara lo takin rabbanan. Now the problem would then be, if Purim fell on Monday and they would read all the way back on the previous Thursday, then it would turn out that they're reading on Yud Adar. And as we learned in Daf Beis, we learn out from Psukim that they have the ability to read as early as Yud Aleph, but there's no source whatsoever that would allow them to read as early as Yud. So therefore we can't be makdim to the previous Yom HaKnisa. We can't go back to the previous Thursday. That would just be too early. Tashim Adagmar raises another question on this. Chalios b'chamishi, we said in the Mishnah that if Purim falls out on Thursday, kfarim v'ayaros gedolos korin bo b'yom, the people who live in the villages and the people who live in big cities read on that Thursday. But v'yemisa, if it's true that the reason we sometimes let villagers read early is to provide food and water for the people in the big cities, let them read on the previous Monday. That's only 3 days earlier. If the Purim really fell on Thursday, reading on Monday is only 3 days earlier. That's still Yud Aleph Adar. That would be well within the Takana. So why don't we make them read earlier in order to be able to provide food and water for the people in the big cities? We don't push them from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. The market days are Monday and Thursday. We wouldn't push them from one market day to another market day. The Gemara says a third question now, a third challenge. Tashema, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai b'makom shenichnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said that when do we have this whole idea of reading early? That's only if you live in a place where there's a market day on Monday and a market day on Thursday. But if there's no special designated market day, then even the people who live in small villages only read on Purim. They only read on Yud Aleph Adar. They cannot read any earlier. But if you think the whole idea of reading earlier was to enable them to provide water and food for people who live in the bigger cities, just because there's no market day in a certain location, why should those people in the big cities lose out on their food and water? If the whole point was to provide food and water, who cares whether there are market days or no market days? We should let the villagers read early so that they could provide. They could be freed up to provide the food and the water for the people in the big cities. We have to change what we said originally. First we said, and what we keep on asking kashas on, is the idea that the reason we allow them to read early is just so that they could help out the people in the big cities with food and water. No, don't say that that's the reason. Ela ema, rather we should say, It's not to benefit the people in the big city. It's a special leniency that we have for the villagers as a reward for being such nice guys that they generally provide food and water for people in the big cities. So therefore, when it's convenient for the villagers, it's to read early, we allow them to read earlier. That's their reward for being such great guys. So what changed? In the first part, originally the Gemara thought that the reason they read early, and this is main point number one, we originally thought the reason villages read early is to enable them to provide for people in the big city. But then the Gemara concludes, no, they read early because we want to reward them for providing for people in the big city. It's not because we're trying to benefit the people in the big city. We want to reward them, the villagers, for being such nice guys. So again, main point number one, we originally think villagers read early to enable them to provide for people in the big city. But then we conclude that they read early so that we, as a reward for providing people with food and water in the big city. Now we're at the two dots again. So we said that if, in the mission we said that if Purim falls out on Monday, so then the villages and the big cities read on that Monday. And the cities that were surrounded by a wall from the Yishua Ben Nun would obviously read the next day, would read that Tuesday. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Resha Denakat Sidura Diyarcha, when the Mishnah started, it started off by saying that the Kriyas of Megillah could happen on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, or Tesvav. So it went in order of the days of the month. The 11th day of the month, 12th day of the month, 13th day of the month, 14th day of the month, 15th day of the month. So you would expect that when the Mishnah gives examples and shows how it could break down where they could read on all those different days, it would start with an example where they're reading on the 11th day of the month, and then move on to an example where they're reading on the 12th day of the month. But that's not what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah starts with an example when Purim falls on Monday, and then goes to an example where Purim falls on Tuesday, then an example where it falls on Wednesday. So instead of going in order of examples of the day of the month, it goes in order of the day of the week that Purim happens to fall out on. So it switches in the middle of the Mishnah from the order of the days of the month to the order of the days of the week. So why is that? And it's the Gemara, I did the mishapchilei, Naket Sidura Diyome. It would be very confusing if it was the other way, meaning we would end up all over the place in terms of the days of the week. It wouldn't be in any real proper order at all. So therefore, we go with the order of the days of the week because that makes more. It makes for a more logical sequence in the second part of the Mishnah. Chal Lios Parav Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said that if Purim falls out, if the 14th day of Adar, what we call Purim, falls out on Erev Shabbos, so the villages read the day before that on Thursday, the big cities and the cities that were surrounded by a wall from the Yishua Ben Nun read on that day, on Erev Shabbos. So even the walled cities read a day early in such years. So says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who does our Mishnah agree with? Which Tana is in agreement with our Mishnah? E Rebbe Yossi. So the Gemara says it could have been Rebbe, or it could have been Rebbe Yossi. So my Rebbe, what does it mean? Where do we find Rebbe agreeing with our Mishnah? So what we're about to show is that when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, there is a three-way machlokas as to what we do in terms of the different people who live in the three different kinds of places. There's the opinion of Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, who both happen to agree with each other. There's the opinion of the Tanakama who argues on Rebbe. And there's the opinion of the Tanakama who argues on Rebbe Yossi. Basically, what we have is two brises, a first brisa where there's a machlokas between a Tanakama and Rebbe, and a second brisa where there's a machlokas between a Tanakama and Rebbe Yossi. But what Rebbe says in the first brisa is exactly what Rebbe Yossi says in the second brisa. The Tanakama that argues on Rebbe does not say the same thing that the Tanakama who argues on Rebbe Yossi says. So it's going to turn out to be three opinions. Let's see how it all plays out. Tanya, we have a brisa. Chal Lios Be'erev Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Friday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdim Liyom Maknisa. The villages and the big cities read on Thursday. But the cities surrounded by walls from Dezi Yeshua Benun read on that Friday. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say, Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimakoman. Leave the big cities reading on Friday. Don't push them back to Thursday. Ela Elu Ve'elu, Korban Babayom. The big cities and the cities that were surrounded by walls should read on Friday. So my time with the Tanakhama. Why did the Tanakhama think that we should push back the big cities to the Thursday? Because the pasuk says Bekol Shana V'Shana, so we learn from that pasuk Makol Shana V'Shana Ayaros Kod Mosul Mukafin. Just like every other normal year, big cities read before walled cities. Afkan Ayaros Kod Mosul Mukafin. So on this year, where it falls on Friday, where the walled city is going to have to read on Yodalit on that Friday, we have to push back the big cities to the day before, because the rule is that the big cities always got to read before the walled cities. That's what the Tanakhama assumed. So ask the Gemara, but you want to say that it should be just like every year. Who told you that it should be just like every year in that cities should read, big cities should read before walled cities? Maybe it should be just like every year in that Ve'ema b'kol shana v'shana, makol shana v'shana, eini dachna yaros mimukaman, afkan la yitcha yaros mimukaman. Maybe it should be just like every year in the sense that the big cities read on Yudalad Adar and leave them on Friday. And the Gemara, Shani Yachad Lo Efshar. No, you're right. We would normally have them read on Yudalad Adar, but over here you can't, because they always the dominant rule is, according to the Tanakhama, that the big city has to read the day before the walled city. That's the rule. V'Rebbe Maitaima. Why does Rebbe think that we leave the big city reading on Friday and we don't push them back? Because we call Shana V'Shana. We compare it to every other year. Makol Shana V'Shana in Ayaros Nidachim Mimukaman, Avkan Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimukaman. Just like every other year, a big city reads on Yudalad Adar, so too this year also, when it falls on Friday, they also read in Yudalad Adar. I Ve'em B'Kol Shana V'Shana, Makol Shana V'Shana, Ayaros Kol Muslim Mukafin, Avkan Nami Ayaros Kol Muslim Mukafin. Why don't we say that it should be just like every year, in that the big cities should come before the walled cities? Because Rebbe holds that the dominant rule is that you leave Megillah reading on Yodalid for big cities. That's more important than the rule of having big cities read earlier than walled cities. So that's Rebbe. So we see Rebbe goes exactly like our Mishnah, that when Purim falls on Friday, big cities and walled cities both read on Friday, villages read on Thursday. My Rabbi Yossi, where do we find Rabbi Yossi holds this way? Titania, we have the following brisa. Chalios b'Erev Shabbos, if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, Mukafnu Kfarim Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa. The walled cities and the villages read to the day before on Thursday. Vayaros Gedolos Korim Babayom. But the big cities read that day. Now notice, this Tanakhama is different than any other opinion we've seen so far. This Tanakhama says that the walled city is pushed back to Thursday. The big city stays on Friday, so the walled city is pushed back together with the village. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kodmin LaYaros, Ela Eilu Ve'elu Korn Babayom. Rabbi Yossi says no. The walled city can never be before the big cities. That doesn't make sense. We leave the walled city and the big city both on Friday, and only the village reads a day early. My time at the Tanakhama. Why would the Tanakhama push the walled city back to the Yom HaKnisa, to the Thursday? Because the pasuk says b'kol shana v'shana, makol shana v'shana yaros barba, so zmano shalzeh, lo zmano shalzeh. Just like every other year, regular big cities read on Yudalad Adar, and it's never the same day as a walled city. Normally, the walled city reads on Tezvav the next day, but Afkan. So this year also, when it falls on Friday, and the walled city cannot read on Tezvav because that would be Shabbos, ayaros barba asar. So we'll have to keep the big cities on the 14th like they should. Uzmanu shalzeh. But we can't have the walled cities read that same day. So we're going to have to push them back to the Thursday. Ve'ema b'kol shana v'shana makol shana v'shana ein mukafin kod mila yaros afkan ein mukafin kod mila yaros. So ask the Gemara on the Tanakhama, but why don't we say that it should be just like every year where we never have a walled city read before a big city? So shouldn't we say the same thing over here, that we can't have the walled city read on Thursday because that would be before the big city? Says Gemara, Shani Yachad Lo Efshar. We'd like to not have the walled city read before the big city, but the more important rule is that it not be on the same day as the big city. So the big city is on the 14th day of Adar, the walled city in a year that the 14th day of Adar is on Friday, the walled city is going to have to be pushed back to the 13th day of Adar, to Thursday. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi think we leave the big city and the walled city both leaning on Friday? Because we call Shana Vashana. It's like every other year. Makal Shana Vashana in Mukavan Kodman Layaros, Afkan in Mukavan Kodman Layaros. The dominant rule is you can't have a walled city read before a big city. Period. Ve'ema b'kol shana v'shana, ma'kol shana v'shana, zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh, afkan, zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. Well, why don't we say it should be just like every year in that the two, the walled city and the big city, don't read on the same day? Granted, we would like to have such a rule, the Gemara answers, but shayni achad lo efshar. It's not possible over here to have such a rule, because the more important rule is that the walled city not read earlier than the big city. So when all the dust settles, our main point number two is, when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, there are three opinions. The Tanakhama of Rebbe, the Tanakhama who argues with Rebbe, holds that villages and big cities read on Thursday, walled cities on Friday. The Tanakhama who argues on Rabbi Yossi holds that walled cities and villages read on Thursday, and big cities read on Friday. Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi both hold, and our Mishnah for that matter, that walled cities and big cities read on Friday, the villages would read on Thursday. So says the Gemara further, Visava Rebbe Ayaros Lo Dachinan Liyom HaKnisa. Does Rebbe really hold that we never have big cities go back to the Yom HaKnisa, to the previous Thursday? Vatanya, we have a Braisa, Chalios B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa, Vayaros Gedolos Korim Be'erev Shabbos, Umakavos Chomel HaMachar, the Tanakhama says, villages will read Thursday, big cities Friday, and walled cities Sunday. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe says, Omer Ani, that I say, Hol V'nitcha Yaros Mimakom, V'nitcha Liyam HaKnisa. Once the big cities aren't going to be able to read on Purim anyway, because Purim is on Shabbos, so we might as well push them back to the Yom HaKnisa, to the market day, to Thursday, rather than have them read on Friday. So don't you see that Rebbe holds that sometimes even a big city will be pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa? So says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam Zmanam Shabbos hi, v'hol d'nidchu yidchu. Yeah, when Purim falls on Shabbos, and we know you can't read it on Shabbos, so anyway the big city's not going to read on the right day, so then we say we push him back to the Yom HaKnisa. V'hacha Zmanam Erev Shabbos. But when Purim actually falls on Erev Shabbos, so of course Rebbe would say that the big city reads on Purim on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, K'man Azla Hadam Rabbi Chelbo, Amr Rab Huna, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, Akol Nidach L'Yom HaKnisa. Whose opinion does Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna follow when he says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, everybody gets pushed back to Thursday? So says Amar, wait, if Yudal Adar falls out on Shabbos, why would the walled cities be pushed back to Thursday? The walled cities are perfect. They would lay in on Sunday, because that's their Purim. Hakol nidach and sal kadaitach. How could you say everybody would be pushed back? V'yika mukafin da'avdi l'machar. There are walled cities that clearly would lay in on Sunday in that case. No, what it meant to say is, Ela kol hanidche yidche liyom HaKnisa. Anyone who's anyway not going to be reading on their right day would then be pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday. So who holds that way? Keman, Kerebi. That's exactly the opinion of Rebbe. De kule alma miha, but everybody agrees in the end of the day, Megillah b'Shabbos lo karinan, that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. And this is the last main discussion we have on this Amud. Why is it that we can't lay in Megillah on Shabbos? The Gemara is going to have two opinions. My taima, what's the reason? Reason number one, Amar Rabba, Hakol Chayavin B'Kriyas HaMegillah Vein Hakol B'Kiyin B'Mikra Megillah. Everyone's obligated to read the Megillah, not everyone knows how. So Gzeira Shami Yitlana B'Yadav Yelei Chetzel Baki Lilmod. We're afraid that a person is going to carry his Megillah in his hand to bring to a laning teacher who's going to teach him how to lane the Megillah. And the problem with doing that on Shabbos is, a very important concept, the Avirena Arba Amos per Rishos HaRabim. He's going to end up carrying the Megillah for Amos in Rishos HaRabim, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So that's why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, according to Rabbah. V'hainu time of the shofar, and by the way, that's the same reason we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. V'hainu time of the lulav, and it's the same reason we don't take lulav on Shabbos. In each of those cases, we're afraid you're going to carry either the shofar, the lulav, the Megillah, to an expert who's going to teach you how to do it properly. That's answer number one. Answer number two, why don't we read Megillah on Shabbos? Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says, Mipnei she'eneim shel aniyim nesuos b'mikra Megillah. All the poor people wait for Purim. They wait for the time of reading the Megillah because they know that's the best time to collect tzedakah. So we don't want to do it on Shabbos because no one has money on them on Shabbos. They're not allowed to handle money on Shabbos. Nebuch, the poor people aren't going to end up getting any tzedakah. Tanya Nami Yachmir of Abraisa says just like this. Afal Pisha Amru. Kfar Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa. Even though we say that villages read early, Govin Bo BeYom and Mechalkin Bo BeYom. They collect the money and divide up the money for the tzedakah on that day. So it says, Afal Pisha Amru. It's even though we read early, they divide up the money on that day? No. Adrabba Mishum Da Amruhu. It's because they're reading early that they're giving the money early. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. That's the way we should say it. Since the villages are reading early, Govin Babayom, we collect money for tzedakah on that day, and Mechalkin Babayom, and we divide up the money to the Aniyim on that day, to the poor people on that day, the day that you read the Megillah, whenever it may be, Mipnei She'eneim Shal Aniyim Nesuos Mikra Megillah. Because the eyes of the poor people are always looking out for Mikra Megillah. It's a good concept. Eneim Shal Aniyim Nesuos Mikra Megillah. That the poor people always look forward to the Mikra Megillah, because that's the day that they're going to be able to always get tzedakah money. Aval, Simcha Einenu Hages Al Bizmana. But when it comes to actually celebrating Purim, that's only on Yadalad Adar. Even though we might read the Megillah early, and we might give the tzedakah to the poor people early, the Simcha is only on Yadalad Adar. So main point number three, the last main point of the day, is two reasons why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Either we might come to carry it for Amos, or we don't want to disappoint the poor people who aren't going to be able to collect tzedakah. Okay, over 20 minutes, but a little under 21 minutes, so we're still within range.